Your name is Eden.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Gather all together, the question must be asked as it was then. Is there a breath to fill us? Can our dry spirits ever live again?
Father, now our greatest need is for you to plant your seed inside us and fill us up.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. We have a power-packed morning, and we have a studio that's not totally packed, but we're gonna have a great morning together. Now, I do have Chris Fogle with us. Chris, welcome to Wednesday Live.
Thank you. It's good to be here, brother.
Good to have you. David is here with us as well.
Yes, sir. Excited.
Part of the team. And Karen survived a challenging morning dropping her car off at the Ford dealership. So
things are never as easy as you want them to be.
So she's mostly here now. She sort of came through the door, barely making it in. But for all of our family that are joining us this morning, we want to thank you for tuning in. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, 89.9. You're going to want to keep your dial set right here. I do have two guests that are going to be joining us. We have Paul Wilbur, who is going to be with us in just a moment, as well as his son Nathan. And we're just looking to get that contact in place. And so that will be coming together in just a couple moments. But to start out this morning, I want to just sort of give you an opportunity, Chris, to open up our program and let people know about what's getting ready to happen. Because today we're going to have Paul and his son with us. And they're going to be guests coming to our area very shortly, and tickets are available today. Right now would be a good time to get your tickets. So talk to us, Chris, about what's going on. Welcome, incidentally. You're the executive director of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and this program is sponsored in part by the Alliance. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's certainly a privilege to be here today, and we're excited. We have an event coming up on September 26th, which is a Thursday evening at the Havert Fenn Center in Fort Pierce, located on Virginia Avenue, called I Stand for Israel. Going to be a powerful night with guest Paul Wilbur and Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. Will be an exciting evening. We're expecting a very large attendance. But we certainly encourage you to get your tickets as soon as possible. They are available online at tccalliance.com. And I'm hearing a lot of excitement about it. I know that a number of pastors have contacted me about wanting to get tickets. And so I think there's going to be a really great evening for the Treasure Coast for people to come together. And we welcome not just all our Christian brothers and sisters, but all our Jewish friends that are out there. We really encourage our Jewish brethren to come to that evening. I think everyone will be blessed by that evening.
Amen.
Well, you know, this is going to be, I believe, a first for the Treasure Coast to have Jonathan Kahn as well as Paul Wilbur at the same event. This is going to be a powerful night. And, you know, Chris, with the war going on in Israel, with what's taking place in our nation, what has already taken place with a rise on many of the campuses of just a real attack against the Jewish students and such forth, and also in our land. And in light of prophetic timing, where we are in biblical history and what is taking place today, I'm confident God has brought together a power-packed night that is going to be unbelievable. Now, Jonathan Kahn's been a friend. In fact, Chris, he's been with us on the Treasure Coast more than one time.
He has, and each time we had capacity audiences for him, and he delivered. Mm. And not only did he deliver, the people were so enthusiastic. He would stay probably a half hour, 45 minutes afterwards just to sign books and meet and greet people. Just a very personable individual, but someone that God has truly blessed with revelational abilities to really describe what's happening today and putting it in context with Scripture.
And the intensity and the building of what's taking place in our world has not, it's not backed down, Chris. I remember the first time when Jonathan Kahn came in, and I thought, my, you know, what could happen next? And then, of course, he's had a release of a new book each time as well. And so here we are again. We have another new book, and it's just getting ready to come out, dealing with Dragon, what is it, the Dragon Prophecy, I think. I don't have his book in front of me, but I'm almost finished reading it. It is another powerful book. And it actually addresses Israel. It addresses the evil that's in the land. It addresses what the prophet saw coming. It addresses what happened historically, what's taking place. In fact, we are going to, today we're going to have Paul Wilbur with us, but on the 18th, we're going to have Jonathan Kahn with us before the event as well. And then on the 25th, we're hopeful to get both teams together on air for a bit as we're building for the 26th. So once again, give us that information, how people can get tickets, because people who are listening today are going to want to come.
Well, the easiest way is you can go online to tccalliance.com. The TCC is for Treasure Coast Christian, but tccalliance.com, and you can purchase your tickets online. You can use your credit card, so it's very easy. The tickets can be sent to you electronically, and I just think this is a great opportunity for many people in the Treasure Coast to see a gathering of two people, Paul Wilbur and Jonathan Kahn, at the same event. That's rare, but where it's happened, they've had very large crowds, so we're excited that here in the Treasure Coast in Fort Pierce on Thursday night, September 26th at 6 o'clock p.m., we will have that gathering there. And I think, again, I encourage people to come and enjoy that evening. It will be an unforgettable evening.
All right. We have had some little minor complications here with our phone system, so we're going to get on that again here in just a moment. But let's give the information out here at the station, Karen, because people can go online here and they can connect directly to the website as well.
That's right. If you go to WCNO.com, there is a link right there about the Jonathan Kahn, Paul Wilbur event that'll be happening. You can just click on that, and that'll take you to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance website. If you want to purchase a ticket there, you can do so using your card. Also, you can call here to the station if you'd like to reserve a ticket. If you want to come pick a ticket up here, you can do that as well. And the requested donation is $20 for those tickets. And you can call us here at 772-221-1100. Again, you can go to WCNO.com and look for the link with Jonathan Kahn and Paul Wilburn. Click on that link.
And here we're here. I'm going to play the promo that we normally are listening to, and then we're going to maybe pull a song up. And when we come back, we're looking to have Paul Wilbur with us online. So stand by.
Hello, friends. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and I want to invite you to a very special event. Please join me and my dear friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, for an evening of praise and worship and inspiration. Join us with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th, in the Fenn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. I will stand with Israel.
Tickets are available for a donation of $20 at tccalliance.com or call 772-324-9313.
call me. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb.
And again, you're listening to Wednesday Live right here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And I believe we now have Paul Wilbur as well as Nathan Wilbur with us on the phone. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.
Great to have you with us today. And we've just sort of introduced that we have a great event, I Will Stand with Israel, coming up right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida. Have a lot of listeners. I want to encourage our listeners that you can get a seat and you can go to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, TCCAlliance.com, and get more information. And of course, I did see Paul on your emails going out. Everyone's getting notices from you and your organization as well. And so, Paul, welcome. I have been looking to get you on air at WCNO for about a little more than 5 years, almost 6 years. I have a book in my hand, Roar from Zion. And I was at an event at Bradenton, Florida, set and had breakfast with you. And I could never get through, and I figured out that Wilbur is W-I-L-B-U-R, not E-R.
That's the German spelling. B-E-R
is
English.
There you go.
Is German.
It's German. Well,
across the channel.
Yeah, right. And so it never worked, and I thought, well, this email just does not work. But anyhow, we are connected, and I believe the first time my wife and I were really touched by the ministry was in 98 when you were in Israel. We were there for that recording that night, and I had a God encounter that night that was tremendous. Well, let's talk about what's going on. Well, Paul, you have been ministering for quite a few years, and I enjoyed hearing some of your testimony, reading some of it in Roar from Zion. It's in there. A lot of albums, traveled the world, a messianic psalmist that God has used. You've been producing albums with Integrity, Hosanna, Epic Records, a lot of different organizations. And we may have some listeners that have never met you. So, Paul Wilbur, just tell us a little bit about your God story, and then let's talk about some of the things that are happening in our world.
Well, let's see. I've been in ministry almost 50 years, but came from a home with a Jewish dad, a Baptist mom. Baptists always win out, so growing up, we were in and out of churches. But I came to a relationship with the Lord March 26th of 1977 when I was at graduate school at Indiana University. I had a personal encounter that changed me until today. As a result of that, I saw that all the years that I'd spent in theater and music and piano lessons and guitar lessons and singing lessons and school was not a waste. And the guy, the Baptist, actually, who led me to the Lord from West Texas, he and I picked up our two nylon string guitars. We formed a little group called Harvest. Before I knew it, we had a recording contract with Zondervan, who had just come out with the NIV Bible translation. And here I am, 2 or 3 months old in the Lord, standing in front of large groups of people giving my testimony and singing about Jesus, and 5 years of that, and I couldn't shake off these Jewish roots and this Jewish DNA. I got connected with Sid Roth, who probably many of your listeners would know, Messianic Vision radio program for the last almost 60 years, and its supernatural television program on TBN and other stations. He convinced me to move my family from Bloomington, Indiana, to Rockville, Maryland, where we were involved with him for 10 years in building a Messianic community. Then from there to Chicago as a worship leader in a very large independent charismatic church. And in 1995, the first recording, Messianic recording, live in Israel in history was Shalom Jerusalem, which just changed everything. Excuse me, you were at my favorite recording, I think, in 98, back in Jerusalem, that same hall called Jerusalem Arise, where we introduced the ever-popular These Are the Days of Elijah song. That has become a theme for us for the last, I don't know, ever since dirt was invented.
It is so, a great song, great song.
I didn't write it, but it became mine. Robin Mark, who is a worship leader in Belfast, Ireland, wrote that song. I stole it from him, and I refused to give it back. here we are today. 80 nations, and I don't know how many recordings. Everything we do is in Spanish. We have found a passionate, God-loving people in Latin America. I'll be back there in stadiums next month in Costa Rica. They came from Dominican Republic, from Honduras, and blah, 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 blah. But that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You're sticking to it. Well, I'll tell you, in the desert that year for the opening ceremonies of the feast, with the moon coming up and hearing that song, my wife and I, it stuck inside of us, and we've never, really nothing has ever replaced that night. That was a powerful night. Mm-hmm. Well, no one is going to do better at introducing Nathan than you can. So why don't you introduce your son, and then we're going to get into some of the reasons why should we be having an I Will Stand With Israel night in the state of Florida.
Great. Well, my wife and I were married in 1978, and I met her at church. And the moment I saw her, I knew that she was going to be so completely head over heels with me.
I hope Luann is listening.
She is listening, but she's in the other room.
She's heard it before.
Yes. Usually she's fact-checking me, but...
oh, my.
She's busy with some intercession. So 3 years later, we felt the Lord said, now. And so she became great with child before he was born. Well, all during the pregnancy, we knew it was a boy. We knew his name was Nathan, Natan, which means a gift from the Lord. He has been that his entire life. The only thing I ever needed to do to correct him was words. I don't remember ever laying a wooden spoon on the seat of correction in his life. He's been more than a gift. He ran this ministry for 16, 17 years. He has a pastor's heart. He has a wonderful Messianic Jewish wife from Guatemala that I handpicked. And he's the father of three sons. The oldest is 13, just had his bar mitzvah. And then we go to three and almost two. And that was by prophecy from Chuck Pierce that they have three. I'm still waiting for a girl, but I'm being told that my waiting is in vain. But we'll see. Nathan is 43 years old. He's the joy of our lives, and he travels with us, speaking to his generation on why stand with Israel.
Welcome, Nathan. Dad did a pretty good job there of introducing you. It almost sounds too close to perfection. So I was looking at your name, and you know, mine's Jonathan. I have a Nathan in my name, but I'm a Jonathan. So Nathan, welcome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I have a dear friend I call Yonatan, and he calls me Natan, and we have a joke. We go back and forth about it.
All right, so I actually want to talk to both of you today, but there's one more son in the family. Is that correct, Paul?
Yes, the youngest, Joel, who was aptly named. Nathan was named as the gift of the Lord. His brother Joel means the Lord is God. And so, as you might think, he's 3.5 years behind Nathan, but he's been in charge of everything since he was born. And so he's married to another wonderful Messianic Jewish gal who is the daughter of Joel Chernoff, who is the leader of the group Lamb from the 70s and 80s.
Wow.
And they have two sons. He's actually traveling for the ministry today. So... two sons, five grandsons, and one wife.
There you go. There you go. Mm. Well, the 26th, we are looking forward to September the 26th. You and your team's going to be with us right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida. And this is going to be a I Will Stand with Israel event. Why is this so important to Florida?
Well, I'll speak first, but I want Nathan to chime in, of course.
So,
the reason that we're doing this is there's several facets to this, but the main one is that we are at war. And when I say we, this is a spiritual war. It's been going on since before time was recorded. We have it recorded for us, actually, in Isaiah 14, when a fallen angel, originally by the name of Lucifer, whose name was changed to Satan, he decided and he declared to the Lord, I will raise my throne above yours, and I will sit in the most holy place. That's exactly what's happening today. There is a spiritual force that still declares that Jerusalem will be his throne. And, of course, the Bible over and over and over and over again declares that Yeshua, Jesus, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, that's his city, it's his throne, and this is the war that is raging now. And because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We're not picking up bullets and missiles and M16s or whatever, but we are waging war in the spirit with prayer and praise in the atmosphere with declarations and the truth and on the ground equipping the saints. As Paul did when he traveled, he took up offerings to bring back with him to Jerusalem to strengthen the saints. This is a spiritual battle. It's good against evil. It's the gods of Egypt against the gods of Abraham, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's an ancient war. It's being waged today. The nation of Israel simply wants a place to live in safety and peace. The gods of this other nation, this other kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, simply wants to wipe them, the memory of them, and the promises of their God off the face of the earth. And that's why we're traveling and doing what we do.
All right. Nathan, false narratives, Israel's right to exist. I think you have something to say about this as well.
Yes, sir, I do. My dad does such a great job so eloquently speaking to the heart and the vision. And one thing that you just see spread constantly through the media today are false narratives, ones that are based on agendas, which I believe are mostly connected to marketing dollars. And as we sadly know, money usually has a louder voice than the truth sometimes. So what is on our hearts from a biblical perspective, that's another big part of this. We believe the biblical worldview has become silenced. I read a statistic that said over 60% of the churches in the U.S. don't even preach from a biblical worldview anymore. How sad. We should be the voice of truth in the nations. The church of Messiah should be united as one, declaring with one voice what's happening and going against these false narratives that are just perpetuated everywhere you look. Social media, it's even worse and more so getting pushed out there, the things that I've seen, just horrific. But what we like to do that differentiates from all the different conferences, all the other gatherings, is we wanted to say, what is the godly element that we need to be seen, heard, but then there has to be a takeaway. You know, so many times you go to a conference, you get so excited, you get filled with the sounds of worship, your heart is overflowing, then the message comes and you're just like, I need something to do. Send me. Here am I. I'm ready to go do something. And I feel like what we bring to the table that differentiates from all the other gatherings is we not only tool you with the information, but then there's also a very special point where we're activating to release people so that the message, it just cannot stay in the four walls. And obviously, my dad, I, Dr. Raleigh Washington, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, you know, we do the best we can on social media through the airwaves to get this message out. But the most important element of this, the piece that we really need, is the ears that are hearing the message to receive it, to be activated, and to go and share it when they're at Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, at their grocery store, in love. It doesn't need to turn into a loud confrontation. We have too many things that are dividing the body of Messiah. There's too many agendas that are dividing us even as a nation, and it hurts my heart to see it. But through love, as we have been commanded to, we have to get this message out to the audience, and our hope is that the audience then takes it out to their workplaces and everywhere they can, now armed with the truth, and to share that in a loving way that Yeshua has commanded us to.
All right, we're going to continue with this interview. We have about another 30 minutes still to go, so we're really just getting started. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Keep your dial set right here on 89.9. This is Wednesday Live. Chris Fogel is with us. Chris, tell us about the event coming up and how people can get tickets. People are listening right now, both Paul Wilbur and his team. Nathan, you will be there as well as Jonathan Kahn coming up.
Well, again, we're excited about this gathering on September 26th in Fort Pierce at the Hayford Fenn Center on Virginia Avenue, which will begin at 6 o'clock. Tickets are available online through tccalliance.com. The TCC is for Treasure Coast Christian, so tccalliance.com. Tickets are $20. And we're encouraging people to get their tickets soon rather than later. And we're also even encouraging some of our pastors that might want to consider getting a block of tickets for members of their congregation. This is going to be a powerful night. It truly is going to bring the body of Christ together. We've reached out to many different groups. We've reached out to Hadassah Group and Shalom Groups right here in St. Lucie County. We want as many people to come and be able to experience a night of praise, worship, and a word of revelation that I think will just pierce the hearts of the people that will be there. We know from experience what Jonathan Kahn will do, and we're looking. We're really great to see Paul, you and your family there as well. It's just going to be a powerful evening. But again, go online tccalliance.com and purchase your tickets now. So we look forward to seeing all of you there that evening. It's a Thursday night, September 26th, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Hayward Fenn Center on Virginia Avenue.
Hey, everybody. This is Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger, The Return of the Gods, and now The Dragon's Prophecy. Join me with my dear friend, Paul Wilbur, who's going to be doing worship, an evening of praise and inspiration, and I'm going to be giving a prophetic word, and it's going to be at the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th, in the Fenn Center at Fort Pierce, Florida. I'm going to be praying for Israel. I'm going to be praying for America in these prophetic times. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. That's tccalliance.com. I'll see you there. Shalom.
All right. Back to you, Paul and Nathan. We're great to have this event on the calendar, and as Chris was saying, it's coming up September the 26th. To make sure we have a seat for you, go online, tccalliance.com. Welcome back, Paul and Nathan Wilbur. Who are the trumpeters of this movement? We're talking about those who are standing with Israel, and that we are actually at war as the body of Christ, spiritual war, of course, and we're told to love our enemies. Who are the trumpeters, and how does this work when we're told to love our enemies and we're at war?
Well, we have quite an amazing lineup of voices. You know, the word of the Lord we read in the scriptures is powerful, it's active, it divides between the soul and the spirit, it's alive. One of the symbols of the word going forward is one that we really enjoy, the shofar, the ram's horn, which is called the voice of God. With our team, we have some amazing, mature, anointed, articulate shofars, voices that are trumpeting the truth of God in love, and have been doing it for decades. Pastor Don Finto has been with us. He's still at 90, Don, forgive me, I think it's 97 years old.
Wow.
He's pastor emeritus of Belmont Church in Nashville.
Wow.
Still Michael W. Smith's pastor, Amy Grant's pastor, travels the world. And was the senior pastor of a very influential church around the globe for many years in Nashville, Pastor Don Finto. Dr. Raleigh Washington, who you know very well from Promise Keepers, he's 87 years old, but you'd never guess these men's ages looking at them. There's a youthfulness about our senior members, because the truth just revitalizes and nourishes the bones. But he's spoken to stadiums around the world, the largest men's gatherings, and he speaks on reconciliation, speaking the truth in love, reconciling among the races. But he likens that to buttoning a shirt. And the thing that he says all the time that always sticks with people, if you start buttoning your shirt from the middle, many times you will come up an extra button at the bottom. But if you start at the top, and he says the top racial button that needs to be secured, and people are amazed at his answer, is not black and white. He is an African American. He says the number one racial divide that needs to be mended is Jew and Gentile. And that's his message of reconciliation. Very powerful. Jonathan Kahn, is a part of our team, going to be with us there at Treasure Coast. Do not miss this. It's very rare that Jonathan Kahn and Paul Wilbur and team have the joy of ministering together outside of his congregation in Wayne, New Jersey. I was just there last month. Large crowds. But for us to be together, there's a special anointing. The praise and worship opens the way. He comes with a prophetic now word, and I guarantee you it will be life-changing. There, my daughter-in-law, Shay Wilbur, who's also a Messianic Jewish believer and the father of two more of my grandsons, she'll be with us. An amazing writer, singer, performer, worshiper, and she'll be helping to lead the worship that night. We have others that are part of the team. These are Christian and Messianic Jewish voices that carry a message, but they carry a revelation that you know, Jonathan Kahn is famous for writing books on the mystery of this and the mystery of that.
Yeah, right.
Well, all of these trumpeters, as you called them, carry a mystery, a revelation inside of them that they release during these times, and it is powerful, it's strong, it shifts the atmosphere, Jonathan, and that's why we're all over the United States with these events, to shift the atmosphere in the regions and in Texas. And right after we're with you, we're coming back to Albuquerque, New Mexico. We go from there to Denver, Colorado. Then I'll be out in San Diego and back in Florida again and all around, because what the Lord is bringing through these I Will Stand With Israel events is so important. It's not just information, but it is activation, motivation, and activation, as Nathan said, where the people are getting a hold of the revelation, and they're living it. They're not just parroting it. It's deep. It's strong, and it is now.
So there's going to be powerful prophetic words. There's going to be powerful worship that's going to take place at this event. Several different guests. You're bringing a great team with you. Jonathan Kahn is so excited to come. He had mentioned to me that that this is his spiritual birthday on the 26th, and he was so looking forward to being a part with you and with your team, as well as with the believers here on the East Coast of Florida. And it really is our heart to make a bold statement in our state that we stand with Israel, we stand with the Jewish people, but all of that means we stand with the covenant of God. Now, just kind of shifting a little bit, are we getting ready to run into war here? I mean, Paul and Nathan, you know, I have a dear friend, doctor friend from out of state that called the other day and said, Jonathan, you've got to be looking, you know, in Psalms. It looks like this could be the beginning. What about Ezekiel 38 and 39? Where are we? What's happening?
Nathan, you want to chime in there?
I would happy to. When I do interviews with my dad, Jonathan, just so you know, I let him go, because he's so full of, what I want to say real quickly is just, you know, in serving with my dad, I served leading the ministry for about 17 years, and now I'm a pastor at Celebration Church in Jacksonville, where I lead a service. But just even to this day, when I sit and listen to my dad, I just enjoy. He's not only a great storyteller, but he has the fullness of the Lord, of the Spirit of God within him, and he just exudes the richness from Scripture. So sitting in front of him and listening, it never gets old, even though I'm in my 40s now, and I still
that's awesome.
Sit at his and enjoy listening to him. So I always allow him to have first word. That's why I stay quiet unless I get chosen to speak. But this is a subject
as you continue, I just want the listeners to know that I've just added you back into the will.
Thank God. I was very concerned.
Yeah. Very concerned. Is this not the way a family is supposed to be? I mean, this is exactly what God wants for all of our families, is it not? Really is.
It is 100%. Why we love doing it as a family, we feel we're sharing God's original plan, what he wanted to happen all the way back in Eden. And we messed up as humanity, but thank God for Yeshua's coming and all. So we do the best we can as a family to continually walk in love with each other. And obviously that's coming out in an interview, that our family humor.
That's good. I love it. I love it.
But this is a question I get asked quite a bit. I love God's word, and I love studying it. I still feel there are pieces of Ezekiel 38 and 39 that we're waiting to see to come to fullness. We have a very obvious, tumultuous situation in the Middle East, and quite honestly, I felt that once things were at a climax, that they would have already tried to bring them down. They saw on October 7th an opportunity to break through the border, and in their minds, I think that they believed that they could just come back with hostages. And as they've gotten away with things for so many years, I mean, it's really ridiculous. What Israel has had to endure, and everyone's putting the pressure on them to be the peacekeeper when it's squarely on the terrorists. But that aside, I really feel like we are at a crossroads right now, and it's really important that the Church of Messiah stands up for what's truth. Again, we need to have the biblical worldview preached from the pulpits and broadcasted worldwide. That's a real issue that's missing, because this is a spiritual battle, what my dad was sharing earlier. And in order to deal with it properly, we have to go to Scripture. That's where it started, and that's where it's going to be completed. But I don't feel like right now we're at that moment where you're reading that Israel is completely cut off from all nations. I mean, it's close, right? You have the UK who is rescinding certificates to certain companies and withholding ammunition being sold. We have a relationship with the United States that sadly seems to deteriorate a little bit, and you still scratch your head, why are we not fully supporting the only democratic nation in Israel? And we have to go back to that this is a spiritual battle that must be fought with spiritual warfare, prayer, intercession, and with the truth being spoken in love, back to what I'm sharing before. But I don't know that we're there, but to what I feel like what we're seeing is the blueprint for what will happen, because it says very clearly in Scripture that the borders of Israel will be relaxed, that there won't be a wall of separation. And the only way for that to happen is for everything, quite honestly, to be relaxed. And then it says the Lord himself goes, and he pulls, he puts a hook in the mouth for the enemy, who we know is Iran, to come and personally be involved in this battle. And I think that's the one element that we're missing to bring this into completion.
Well, there sure is a lot of talk that could cause one to think that, you know, that could happen. I know a lot of people are watching the news daily, as my wife and I, it's part of our every day as we pray for Israel and pray for the salvation of the Jewish nation, and watching the news and just recognizing that we're here. My doctor friends always say, in Psalm 83, look at all the nations. They're all rising up. They're all coming around. They're all looking to devour Israel. And I guess part of that question is, how does Israel survive if every Arab nation unites and turns against her?
Yeah, well, we see it from 1948. You know, this is an age-old issue that has even been before that. But in 1948, Israel was completely surrounded by the Arab nations, and if it weren't for God's intervention, the nation wouldn't have lasted a day. And what we're seeing is, from my perspective, that these situations, that the tumultuous activity, is the Lord saying, will my people again call upon my name because I am their salvation? And when we fast forward from scripture into Matthew, when Yeshua is speaking to the leadership in Jerusalem and says, you will not see me again until you say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, until you, the leadership from Jerusalem, invite me to come back to the city. I'm not saying that the Lord causes these. You know, he does. There is an enemy who is trying to completely cut off Israel and leave them abandoned and alone, seemingly. But it's the situation that is being used so that his people will again cry out to the hill, look to the hills from where your help comes from. And sadly, you know, in Israeli society, a majority of them are secular Jews. A majority of Israel is not even religious. And so you have those dynamics. You know, why are there tens of thousands of people in the streets of Israel right now? They have not a division within the nation, let alone outside of the nation. So there's just so many components. And when we see, to your question, like, are we here at this moment where we're going to see Ezekiel 37 and 38-39 come to completion in the next few days or months? I don't think we're there yet, but we're so close to the end that we can see all of the pieces, all of the recipe is put together, as it were. And there's a moment in time where the enemy gets called out into the battlefield, and we saw a glimpse of that with Iran launching multiple rockets and drones and missiles into Israel.
Right.
And thankfully, only one of them fell inside the land and caused harm to someone. But I would say, let's use this opportunity as the church, as the body of Messiah, to band together and to unite and to pray against these attacks. But
that's good.
I mean, we're there. I feel like we're very close to the end.
Okay, now, I want Chris one more time to just share, Chris, the event coming up, because I know you have to step out right away.
Yes, the event is going to be on Thursday night, September 26th, at the Fenn Center, located on Virginia Avenue in Fort Pierce. It begins at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale for $20 per ticket. You can purchase your tickets through tccalliance.com. That's tccalliance.com.
All right. Paul, if you will allow me, I would like to pull a note from the book Roar from Zion, if I'm allowed to do that. I would like to just read something. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. This is under A Time to Restore. And a lot of us in America are praying for God's mercy and salvation and a revival here in our nation. And in your book, you say, Lord, we don't need another revival to improve our condition here. We need restoration to return things to their original intended condition, to restore what has been depleted and lost. In short, what we need is for God's kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. I love that. I had it highlighted. I went back through this book. It was the only book of yours I had, and I was reading that, and I'm thinking, I am totally in agreement with that, because many people are asking, is the United States, do we even have a role to play in these end times of prophecy? And so I will just leave that question with you now.
Well, obviously, as Americans, it's something that we do prophetically, whether we intend to or not, is looking for where do I fit in this whole scenario. You know, we read about the last days and the different nations, the one that's raised up, the other one that's destroyed, the one that's pushed back, the one that's exalted. And so we look and have we, where are we as a nation in these last days? I think if we look at it spiritually rather than naturally, we can say, praise the Lord. Because we who are followers of Christ, those of us who are lovers of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, are not only members of a natural nation, but we have been made members of a supernatural nation. No, there are only two kingdoms in the world. One is the kingdom of darkness. That's the one that's been fighting against the kingdom of God. The other is the kingdom of God. And we who are lovers of God, and we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, we are members of the kingdom of God. We have a role to play as this kingdom. One of the things that I really wanted to bring out in that book, Roar from Zion, is a need for us to shift our language and our understanding of who we are, even up against what time is it. Yes, it's important to know what time is it. It's important for us to know we've been brought to the kingdom for such a time as well. What time is it? That is obviously important. But we're members of a kingdom as well as a nation here on earth. I am an American patriot. I wear my dad's World War II dog tags around my neck. He's one of my heroes. When he was 19,
hello? Paul, are you still with us? Okay. Let's see if we can jump to a song. Stand by. Hopefully we still have air. I'm not sure if we ran into a problem with our electronics there. So stand by. Days of Elijah.
Of great trials, of